So we're back. It is Tuesday, the 24th, and it is 4:55 a.m. So I did this a little late. I usually do this recording on Sundays, but you know, things are going on as usual. So doing it today, this morning, nice and early, so everybody can get a hold of this. So I think the challenge last week was to do something that is exciting, something out of your comfort zone, challenging expectations, right? So for me, what I did was I cooked. I hadn't cooked. I always like cooking. Even when I was living in New Haven or living in New York or living on my own, I was never a major cook, like, you know, chef style, like my friend Natalia, who is a yacht queen as far as being a chef and a stewardess. But I do like being able to put some things together and make something for somebody else or make something for me, and kind of learning what works and stuff. Because I'd always been in the kitchen with my mom when I was a kid, you know, helping with her with what she was making, but it was always, you know, very limited because I think they were afraid that I would, like, burn something or whatever, which, you know, as a kid, I guess that would be a fair concern. But now, you know, because I am sort of independent, I guess you could say, I like the idea of being able to cook something that's not in a box or that's not a frozen dinner. That's very easy to kind of get into that habit. Like my male housemates, they get tons and tons of those frozen dinners, the Hungry Man's and all that stuff, and just pop it in the microwave and they eat and they're good and they're fine. Now I can't, what kind of stuff is in there, a lot of preservatives, a lot of like stuff that just to keep it preserved, that's not always 100% healthy. So I like the idea of these, especially these new home cooking kits that you get that you can send you. So there's lots of different ones. There's the one I use is Blue Apron, and they send you 3 meals for 2 people. So that's like a good like a week and a half of food. That is really, really great. So what I made over the weekend, actually on Sunday, and I think I'm going to do that, kind of have like a, make sure that I have like a Sunday dinner, because I'm used to that being, you know, from my parents, was a sweet and spicy salmon with peppers and string beans. And in this case, I added and jasmine rice. And what I did is added, I had this red cabbage and carrots from a previous meal that was supposed to be a slaw for the burgers that I made. If you looked on Instagram, my Instagram name is lboogiepopworld81, where I made this amazing Monterey Jack jalapeno plant-based cheeseburger with guac. And they came with that vegetable, but there was so much of it that I really couldn't really eat it all as a slaw. And the slaw for me is always going to be the kind of white kind that, you know, has the mayo in it and, you know, it's thinner and with the lettuce in it or cabbage or whatever. So I didn't really like it, but I put it in with my meal with the salmon, and it came out really well. I was really surprised. And you should have seen me. I had like my music on, so I was listening to a lot. Oddly, I was really like enjoying listening to like, you know, throwback R&B, like Sam Cooke and Stevie Wonder and a lot of Motown stuff. So it was very like, what was the movie called? The Big Chill? Yeah, like, you know, the white people listening to all the black music? Yeah, that movie. But it was just me. So, and having full range of the kitchen, I think having that spatial freedom too, I think really made me feel very liberated and feeling very like in control of at least this one thing, which is cooking and making a dinner for myself. And I was checking the clock to see how long it took me to put everything together, assemble everything, and then starting to cook everything and then finish everything. And it was under about 30 minutes. I'd say it's like 23, 25 minutes total, which I thought was pretty impressive. And I really enjoyed it. And I had the whole formal thing, putting it at the table, eating at the dining room table with my fork and my knife and a real cup and, with a napkin and just really taking in the whole experience and looking out onto the lake, because the dining room space is the backyard and the lake that we have in the backyard, and just really just savoring the moment. I remember doing that, and that's like scarf, because I come, when you come from rehab, and you're used to kind of just shoveling food in your mouth, like it's very easy to kind of have that mindless eating and not really tasting it. And that, but the good thing is that I learned this concept called mindfulness eating, where you take your time and you savor what everything is, what everything tastes like and what worked and what didn't work. And but overall, I think it went really, really well. And again, it just takes practice. Nothing was burnt, thank God. So that was a good thing. But also, more importantly, you have a sense of pride with creating something, as like a kind of an artisan, if you'd like to think of, food as, as a, cooking food as an artisan kind of act. Cause I know definitely Natalia, hey Natalia, that she definitely sees that as an art form and something that too, especially the presentation of it, besides it tasting really well and having the right seasonings and stuff, it's about how you plate it. I've watched a little bit of Food Network. I know a little bit of that. I know how that's important and everything, but it really does. It really makes a difference. It's like makes it more appetizing. So I had that for Sunday. So it's just one. I had one of the fillets with the rice and the peppers and string beans and the carrots and the red cabbage sauteed over it. And then I had the other half of it today for dinner. And it tastes just as good, which is great. So it's just really just for me, and that gives me like the, so tomorrow or today, tonight, I'll probably be making, and the last meal that I have there is like a seared chicken thing with, I think, couscous. I don't remember exactly what's in it, but I'm sure it'll be awesome and I'm very excited about it. And I like being able to, and I like to eat early. So maybe like I eat like 5, maybe 6, the latest. So that, it gives me time for it to digest and, to kind of get into the routine of, winding down from the day and, having that routine is really important. So what else is happening? Okay. Well, so no movie, didn't see movies outdoor, in the theaters this weekend. I know I need to see It Chapter 2 eventually. I'm kind of afraid to see it in the theaters. I'm just going to be really honest. The last scary movie I saw recently was Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Now, I am a huge, I'm a bibliophile. I love reading and been reading for since forever. So I remember that book and I remember how creepy that book was and how scared to death I was about this book. And so to see the movie and see how they interpreted the stories and incorporated a lot of what happened in the stories, like it, I was screaming in the movie theater. I'm like one of those people. I'm one of those people that freaks out at like, the jump gags and stuff that, oh, somebody around the corner. Yeah, that's me. So, and the good thing is it was a matinee show, so there wasn't anybody really there except my friends and I. So it was like our own little private theater. And I was screaming and I was grabbing onto people and turning my head away because I didn't want to see what was going on. And that's me. I think that's what I have become for scary movies these days. The first It, we saw it in the theater. Like, we didn't see it in the theater. We saw it at rehab. It was just like, oh God, okay. And we have to go to bed after this? Are you kidding me? What if it comes after me? The whole thing. So Chapter 2, I feel like I'd be safer if it when it comes out in DVD or on one of my favorite movie streaming services, because I don't think I can imagine myself going to the theater for that. I don't for sure. Don't feel comfortable doing that. But also there, but and also just waiting around for the other good movies that are coming out. Like also, for instance, we just found out here in Fort Lauderdale that this very, like, one of my favorite movies when I was a kid, like, back in the like Blockbuster days of like VHS cassettes, that kind of that way back. The Neverending Story is going to be it's going to be screened at the Fort Lauderdale theater. I don't remember the name exactly. I think it's this Saturday, and they're turning it into a big event because what they're also doing is they're bringing in the actress who played the childlike Empress, who's first full grown adult. And I've been actually following her on Instagram and just really excited to hear her perspective on things and the behind the scenes information. And they're gonna have a food truck. I think it's this grilled cheese food truck business, which I love grilled cheese, that's my favorite. And I think I'm gonna take Namel with me, which will be so much fun because she's a big fan of all things science fiction, all things fantasy, and it'll be a lot of fun for all of us. So I'm looking really, really looking forward to that. And what else? Oh, and I'm actually consulting with a friend of mine who is a new mom who is trying to get back into her career of being a makeup artist. She has some really great, interesting looks that she's going to use to kind of showcase how amazing she is as a makeup artist for Halloween. I'm not going to tell you in the detail yet, but what I can say is that one of the looks that we've decided on that I'm going to be participating in is from one of my favorite authors, from one of my favorite book series. Okay, and if you know me, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not even going to ruin it for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I will tell you that it was turned into a movie. And one of my favorite artists was in it. Okay, so that's my very, very vague hint. But don't worry, I'll show you teasers this whole week to kind of get you thinking about it and go from there. Because again, and for me at this point, it's just not a matter of charging your friends for the help that you can give. It's about how can you guys help each other. And for me, it's about associating myself with new groups of people who care about you regardless. It will, if you're broke, you paid your rent for the month and you're broke for the rest of the month, they're the ones that invite you to their house where you can eat and stuff and just take care of you. And that's the kind of phase I'm in right now. Because, you really have to feel, especially with the kind of the interest I have, the creative interest I have from, going to the film festival, the Urban Film Festival that was rescheduled for October, to present my screenplay I wrote about myself and my experiences for the very first time, and having actual creatives see it and give their feedback about it's nerve-wracking, it's scary, but I definitely think it's very important to be able to do, because I really need to just be able to see if I really have what it takes. From what I've been hearing from other people who've read it, they really like it. But I'm always looking for constructive criticism and how we can make it better and what's the next step. Because it's in me, I just, when I see these films and I see these TV series that come out, whether it's through streaming or for regular, cable, I just say I want to hear my story. I want to see my story. And I'm reading a book called Manic right now. It's talking about a woman who was a entertainment lawyer from LA who has a bipolar disorder, and how that experience has shaped her and what other experiences are like. And so I'm getting insights into that and how I can say something unique about my experience without it sounding like another X, another version of X, another version of this film, another movie, another version of this TV series. Because I think that when I do that and just be true to myself, that's when I think there's can be really amazing things that can happen. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about seeing The Neverending Story this Saturday, I think. I'm excited to And also, too, again, the engagement on my social media has been way up, which is so wonderful. I'm so happy. I'm glad. And especially from my idols that respond, you know, like I'm so excited about that. When Lena Waithe likes your comment, you're just like, oh, it's Lena Waithe. Like, this is who I want to be when I grow up type thing. So I'm excited about that. Also, too, I just downloaded the BET Plus app and have seen the new series that they have been promoting called Bigger, and the other one, First Wives Club, which was written and produced by, and I think also directed by the co-writer for Girls Trip, the movie Girls Trip. Her name is Tracy Oliver, and I'm loving it. I just saw the first episode, and I'm hooked, so I'm going to probably binge on that sometime this week. Finish that off. And Bigger, I love Bigger too. Bigger's great. I hear other people having issues with the app saying that there's not enough of what Twitter's been, what Black Twitter's been saying is that they don't have enough content that as far as like the series and like the Tyler Perry movies, like Tyler Perry collection of the movies. And some other ones that I feel are just kind of a very, like, not unique, but just, like, in the perimeters of the kind of shows that we're watching regularly. I feel like maybe it's a little too picky to be so negative on a platform that probably never would have happened had, you know, Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu, like, created what it created. So of course there's always this comparison that you're going to make when it's a new app to the standards of, you know, streaming services. I've yet to see anything weird about it. I'm going to continue to look, watch it, and see what else I can find and stuff. But again, I feel like if this is their first time BET's ever doing something like this, the least we can do is kind of ride it out with them. Tell them what the issues that we have, sure, of course, but also like be constructive, because like they didn't have to put anything out to begin with, so it's important that we try to remember that. All right, so have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.